This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tye.
And I'm Bonnie North. Good morning. Milwaukee Public Schools officials are speaking out against a school's measure a day after it was approved by the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. The plan calls for an expansion of the state's voucher schools program and increases in per-pupil spending from what Governor Walker proposed.
But it would also put into place a controversial plan that would transfer control of some low-performing Milwaukee public schools to an independent body overseen by the Milwaukee County Executive. That plan is strongly opposed by MPS leaders and members of the school board and teachers' unions.
MPS Superintendent Darian Driver spoke with WUWM's LaToya Dennis and outlined her objections.
This plan is truly a disruption to the work that we are doing and really puts in jeopardy much of the progress that we've been able to make in terms of student achievement. We've been very focused this year on improving academic outcomes for our young people. We have a number of initiatives that are in place that speak specifically to our lowest performing schools in terms of our commitment schools efforts, the GE Foundations program, our 5-in-1 collaboration that we have at the Carver Academy. There's been a tremendous amount of energy from the community, our business partners, from the philanthropic community, and from our families to help us be successful. And I think the fact that we already have this plan, not only for our turnaround schools, but we have a strategic plan with 8 different objectives that have mapped out our plans for improvement. And so this really takes us back a step, and it's just a distraction. It really is. And what's unfortunate is that this has also been interfused with this with a facilities plan, basically, and the idea that you would take our lowest performing schools and possibly turn them into independent charter schools or voucher schools is very disappointing, given that the lowest performing set of schools in our city are the voucher schools as a collective. And so seeing that, to me, signals that this isn't as much of a school improvement bill as it is a facilities bill.
So what I'm not clear on is whether you would end up being landlords of these schools or whether you would have to sell them.
That part, I can't speak specifically to everything that is in the plan, but as it is written, and as far as I understand, this commissioner that would be appointed once a building became part of the OSPP district, for lack of a better term, would have the ability to sell or lease a building that had been turned over to this district. But beyond that, I'm sorry, you'd have to speak with the authors of the plan.
The school board is taking up a measure that would basically give you more flexibility when it comes to dealing with schools. How would that help you?
The resolution that is coming forward from the board gives authority in terms of the chartering of schools as well as our vacant buildings. And basically, this gives the opportunity to continue the implementation of our regional development plan, the expansion of successful programs, building community cornerstones, which is the idea that we would use some of our buildings that are no longer suitable for schools as recreation centers, possibly as housing. This gives us the opportunity to build on existing feeder patterns and expand them, and then replicate successful programs like our immersion programs, our IB programs, STEM schools, and art schools.
And you don't have that authority now?
No, at present, this authority is actually given to the Milwaukee Board of School Directors, and so this resolution would give the authority in terms of the vacant buildings and the chartering authority over to the superintendent.
Your role under this, what some people are calling this MPS takeover bill, so I guess I'm wondering, there were some provisions made in which you would have, a bit more input and control over certain schools. What exactly would your role in that be?
As far as I understand, as superintendent, I would have parallel authority to the commissioner in terms of the work that's done in the lowest performing schools. And so just given some flexibilities around some of the programs that would need to be implemented and the interventions that we'd have to put in place to make sure that our students are successful in terms of academics, of their social and emotional learning needs, as well as, any co-curriculars, wraparound services, healthcare, social, emotional, mental health, that type of thing would be what would be under my purview in terms of the lowest performing schools, as I understand it.
Darian Driver is the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools. She spoke with WUWM's LaToya Dennis. You can hear LaToya's full report on the impact of the school's plan on MPS at WUWM.com.